With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden is defending the authenticity of the just-released September jobs report. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After the Labor Department reported a surprisingly strong 254,000 jobs added last month, Republican Senator Marco Rubio dismissed the government report as fake. At the White House, President Biden responded.
Anything the MAGA Republicans don't like, they call fake. Anything. The job numbers are what the job numbers are. They're real.
Rubio claimed that the Biden-Harris administration releases inflated jobs numbers for good headlines, only to revise them downward later. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The search for victims of Hurricane Helene continues, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Entering the second week after Hurricane Helene, exhausted rescue crews must trudge through mud and debris as they look for residents listed as missing.
Number of missing. We're looking at over 200.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Buncombe County Sheriff Quentin Miller is holding out hope.
We're coming to pick up our people that's out there.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says entire towns have been wiped off the map.
Rescue teams have saved countless lives, and the search for people still goes on.
A lack of phone service and electricity is hindering efforts, and crews clearing trees in the Blue Ridge Mountains are coming upon gullies and washed out bridges. The U.S. military is sending additional help. I'm Jennifer King.
The International Association of Firefighters has declined to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris, meaning her trip to Michigan on Friday came without the national group's official backing. Harris and Donald Trump are trying to get the upper hand with working class voters in the closing weeks of the presidential campaign. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 341 points, the Nasdaq rose 219, the S&P advanced 51. This is SRN News. A battle over taxes in Michigan.
The state appeals court says Woodside Bible Church in Forrester cannot claim a tax exemption on property that serves recreational purposes. At issue is a lodge on the banks of Lake Huron that the church uses for retreats. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the activities that take place at the lodge are not sufficiently religious to qualify for an exemption. Tax battles between churches and localities are cropping up all over the U.S. as some local governments seek additional revenues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's Republican Attorney General is appealing a judge's ruling that the state's abortion ban is unconstitutional. Attorney General Chris Carr's office filed a legal motion Wednesday asking the Georgia Supreme Court to reinstate the law that bars most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy while the court considers the state's appeal. Judge Robert McBurney ruled the ban violates women's right to liberty. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Missouri put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan.
The hold effectively slams the door on hope that the plan would move forward after another judge allowed a pause to expire. Just as it briefly appeared the Biden administration would have a window to push its plan forward, U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp in Missouri quickly granted an injunction blocking the plan. Six Republican-led states requested the injunction just hours earlier after a federal judge in Georgia decided not to extend a separate order blocking the plan.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A coal miner has died nearly a week after being injured on the job in northern West Virginia. Governor Jim Justice said 34-year-old Colton Walls of Brewston Mills died Friday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.